Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Jesus says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In one translation, take heart is be of good cheer. And here's what stands out to me about this verse in particular today. You know, we're in the middle of this crazy beginning of the election cycle. There's all sorts of stuff about candidates in the news and on television commercials and this sort of thing. And it can be easy, depending on where we are in our thinking, to be concerned, even fearful, scared. I mean, you think of the way American society is changing overnight, seemingly, with transgender orientation being a concern of many. And you just have to recognize that Jesus predicted this sort of situation, and he called us not simply to endure it with a grim look on our face, you know, just get through it because I've overcome the world. Jesus says something that is really challenging for me, actually, and probably for many other people out there. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer in the midst of a fallen world. Not because we escape, you know, to the desert, to the high plains, or something like this. Not because when we become a Christian, God magically makes all of our fears and pains and struggles go away. That doesn't happen. But because God is with us. God is present beside us. That is what Jesus promises us in this fallen world, that he'll never leave us or forsake us, even as tribulation hits all around us and even in the center of our lives. Mm-hmm. Tremendous encouragement to me. Be of good cheer, no matter what's going on.
And boy, that is an intention of perspective, of faith, of the story we're telling ourselves. Oh, and we have Ann Graham Lotz on a good handful of times a year, and about a year ago, and I didn't think of what's changed in a year, but this was even before her husband passed, but he was very sick. But she said, things are not falling apart, they're falling into place. And I've since heard a Casting Crown song with that. But we can look around, and if we tell ourselves things are falling apart, we'll automatically go into self-preservation, won't we?
We will. That's exactly what will happen. We will try simply to make it through, you know, to muddle on by, and we'll get scared. That's a major problem with all of us, with all Christians, with all people. So many people, Susie, just live their life out of fear. They live their life in bitterness beyond fear. And life is not about positive change. Life is not about growth. It's about simply existing and getting by. And too many of us find ourselves in that trap, even as believers. Jesus is trying to dislodge us from our stasis. Jesus wants us to be on the move.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.